has responded to this argument of theirs, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has explained why it is impossible to send an angel as a messenger. قُلْ tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَوْ كَانَ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَلَائِكَةً يَمْشُونَ مُطْمَئِنِّينَ. If there were malaika living on the earth and walking on the earth, living on the earth, existing on the earth in peace and comfortably residing on the land, لَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَلَكَ الرَّسُولَ, then we would have sent down an angel as a messenger. The messenger has to be from amongst the people and the humankind. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was to send an angel, angels do not experience hunger. Angels do not experience thirst. Angels do not fall ill. Angels do not require sleep. Angels do not experience exhaustion after a long day's work. How were they going to worship Allah the way the angel worships Allah? How were they going to live their lives the way the angel lives his life? And the angel would have expected them and demanded from them that they should worship Allah and they should live the way he lives, because he is the messenger of Allah. So it only makes sense that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not send an angel as a messenger, but the messenger has to be a humankind, so that he may teach people how to live their lives and how to worship Allah azza wa jal, considering their weaknesses and considering their strengths. قُلْ كَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكُمْ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them that Allah azza wa jal will act as a witness between me and between all of you. إِنَّهُ كَانَ بِعِبَادِهِ خَبِيرًا بَصِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of his servants, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever watchful over all of them. Allah then says, وَمَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِ, reminding us that hidayat and guidance comes from Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will select and choose whomsoever he wishes for his hidayat. Allah says, مَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهِ, the one whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِ, he is a truly guided person, the one who has received hidayat from Allah. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ, and that person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes to go astray, the one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes to be misled, فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِهِ, then for those, for such persons, you will not find anyone to assist them. You will not find anyone to help them out of their misguidance other than Allah. مِنْ دُونِهِ. So when we find somebody in misguidance, and we find that somebody has drifted away from the path of guidance and the path of truth, then we should make dua. We should make dua to Allah and keep on asking Allah to bring them back onto the path. Because that's what Allah says, وَمَنْ يُضْلِلِ اللَّهِ, the one whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows to go astray, then فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُمْ, you'll never find for them awliya, friends or helpers or supporters or anyone to bring them back onto the guidance, مِنْ دُونِهِ, other than Allah. So first, your first strategy should be dua. First strategy should be dua for that person. And keep on making dua for that person. The dua is more important than the effort. Sometimes we first make the effort and we first try and we advise, and then we become frustrated and then we turn to dua. But first it should be dua for that person, whoever that person may be. Keep on making dua. You may stop making the effort. Maybe you stop making the effort and you stop advising and you stop encouraging that person. But what you will never stop doing is making dua. You might see the fruit within your lifetime, you might never see it. But dua will certainly bring that person back onto hidayat and onto guidance, provided it is done consistently with full reliance in Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah then says about those persons and these mushrikeen who have gone astray and who have not come back to the path of hidayah, or never came back to the path of hidayat and guidance, Allah says, وَنَحْشَرُهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, Allah says, we will gather them and resurrect them on the day of Qiyamah, عَلَى وُجُوهِهِمْ, down on their faces, عُمْيًا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when we resurrect them, they will be resurrected blind, وَبُكْمًا, dumb, وَصُمًّا, and deaf. مَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ, their abode shall be hellfire. كُلَّمَا خَبَتْ, Allah says about hellfire, kullama khabat, whenever its heat goes down, whenever its heat settles, zidnahum sa'ira, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we will increase it in heat and in the flame and in its burning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, will not allow the fire of Jahannam to go down and to decrease. Every time it decreases, Allah says, zidnahum sa'ira, we will intensify its heat and we will keep on allowing that blaze and that fire to burn and to remain as hot as possible. ذَلِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ. Allah says that will be their punishment. بِأَنَّهُمْ كَفَرُوا. Why? Because they chose to disbelieve in our ayat, in our signs and in our verses. وَقَالُوا. And what they said whenever Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke to them about afterlife, and he spoke to them about Jahannam, and he spoke to them about punishment, and he warned them about the consequences that they may face after death. What would they say? قالوا, they would say, أَإِذَا كُنَّا عِظَامًا وَرُفَاتًا أَإِنَّا لَمَبْعُثُونَ خَلْقًا جَدِيدًا. If we are reduced to bones, and if we are reduced to dust, will we be raised up once again, created anew, given a new shape, given a new body? This is something that they could not comprehend, and that is why they had rejected faith and belief in the afterlife. May Allah grant us understanding.